The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
But first, let's look at aviation. In today's papers, we see lots of suggestions and lots of speculation about new restrictions and possible quarantines being put in place. The Irish Independent has the Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying that passengers coming into Ireland could face mandatory quarantine for at least 5 days if they don't arrive with a negative COVID-19 test. This week, there's been a huge concentration on whether we should have mandatory quarantines at Irish airports, a control already put to practice by countries like Australia and New Zealand. And if other countries can do this, why can't we? I'm joined now by Patrick Edmond, who's from Alt Air Advisory, an aviation consultancy firm. Patrick, you're very welcome to the programme. You're also a former strategy director at Shannon Group, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the regional impacts of this in a moment. But would you be in favour of mandatory quarantine at Irish airports?
Hi, Richard. Very nice to be with you this morning. I think that the quarantine option really only works as part of a bigger range of measures. And airlines over the last few months have generally been against quarantine because they've hoped that the COVID outbreak can be brought under control by other means. But right now, given the emergence of new strains as well, which effectively are new outbreaks, if you like, I think there's a need to rethink that. And I think that quarantine does actually make sense as part of a stricter crackdown to try to get us back to normal faster.
I think one of the things about that is, and to some extent it's covered by Micheál Martin today in the Irish Independent, is how workable is that? I know other countries have done it. And we've also seen, for example, Belgium closing off and banning all non-essential trips to and from the country. And Denmark is also announced a stricter regime as well. Is it workable and practical for us, do you think?
I think the countries we see that have been successful with strict quarantines have been islands. And, you know, leaving aside the question of how this works with Northern Ireland, clearly that's where a synchronized approach is needed. But if the UK is also moving to quarantine, then as an island, we are in a position to monitor pretty easily what flights are coming in and the passengers coming off those flights, as opposed to trying to police some kind of long land border.
And this comes back then to the question of an open border, which is very important for social, political, cultural reasons, geographical, historical reasons as well. But it means that if we don't have a similar approach to Britain, it's a two-island approach, it's not necessarily going to work, is it?
Well, you know, I speak as an aviation person rather than as either an epidemiologist or a politician. But I think there, and aviation teaches us as well, that there needs to be coordination between countries. And I think, as you say, there needs to be a joined up approach for this to work. Otherwise, I'm afraid if it's easy to get around, it will be got around.
What about the impact on the aviation and airline industry itself, Patrick? I'm sure they're already have their head in their hands about the problems that they have faced for their businesses and so forth. The idea now of moving to this kind of quarantine system, how big a setback do you think that will be?
Well, Richard, you're absolutely right. The aviation industry is completely on its knees. The big airlines like Lufthansa, for example, are getting multi-billion euro bailouts from their governments. The smaller airlines are suffering because they're not too big to fail. Regional airports, and indeed all airports, are suffering very, very badly. ACI, the airports trade body, estimated a couple of months ago that of about 700 airports in Europe, perhaps about 200 of them are at risk of permanently closing as a result of this. So the industry is in absolute crisis. IATA, the airlines trade body, has been against quarantine because they felt that the outbreak can be controlled by other means. But I think at this point, the airlines, and indeed everybody in the industry, and indeed everybody across the world, wants to see an end to this as soon as possible. And I think the purpose of quarantine is to try to get to relative normality faster than would otherwise be the case. So I wouldn't see this as being, if you like, a further nail in the coffin for airlines. If it were done right, it would hopefully, to mix my metaphors, it would bring the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit closer.
So you think that this kind of a short, sharp shock, while it might not be welcomed, obviously, by the airline industry, but if they aren't carrying many people anyway, there is the risk of new variants. This might get us all through to a universal vaccine situation quicker, and they'd benefit from that.
The risk of new variants, I think, is one of the game changers in this process. And aviation and the airline industry would certainly benefit from more clarity. This January, the period from Christmas for the next few weeks, is typically the peak period for the airline industry when people are booking their summer holidays. And right now, despite a couple of advertising campaigns, people are by and large not booking summer holidays for good reason. They don't know if they're going to be vaccinated. They don't know what the lockdown situation is in their destination countries. So this is when the industry is typically banking an awful lot of its cash for the year, and that ain't happening. So the sooner that normality or something resembling normality can be resumed, the better for the industry.
You mentioned about airports, Patrick, being under pressure, particularly regional airlines and regional airports. If you were still involved with Shannon Group, how do you think you'd be feeling at this point?
Well, I think first of all, my good wishes and my heart goes out to my former colleagues in Shannon and indeed airport managers in all airports, because this is the biggest crisis that anybody has had to deal with in the airport business or indeed in the aviation business. I think it emphasizes the importance of airports for, you know, for connectivity, for regional development and so on. And I think once this is behind us or starts to be behind us, it's the occasion for thinking about what policy makes sense. What do we want airports for? What purpose do they serve? And how can they be supported appropriately? And I think we're starting to see the beginnings of that. In the case of Shannon has, over the years, diversified and is not just an airport. It's quite an extensive aviation and aerospace and business cluster. And I think that airports becoming drivers of local business is really a way forward, not least as we think more for the future about sustainability and how aviation fits into that. So I think I would, as I say, I'm very supportive, and I wish the very best to airport management, but I think it's the occasion for really rethinking how airports are going to be operating.
Just on the question briefly of mandatory quarantine, some people would say, there's a tweet there, David Whelan has tweeted saying that it should have been introduced months ago. To some extent, the focus was on international travel, then it went into transmission in the community, and now with the new variants, it's going back onto international travel again. But should we have done it months ago?
Well, I'm sure others better qualified than me can think about that. But we look at cases like Australia and New Zealand, where they cracked down very early, and it was very tough for a period of some weeks or months. But now you're able to go out to restaurants, to rugby games, to have parties, and so on, and you're in a relatively safe countrywide bubble. I think that, as I say, what's changed things now is the emergence of the new variants, which are effectively like new outbreaks. And it's about doing everything we can to keep those variants out of circulation.
Patrick Edmund from Altair Advisory, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.